Hello, my friends. Welcome to IndianSexTalk.com and AudioSexStories.net. Well, today I'm up to some mischievous story between a shy girl named Lorelei and her mystery lover. So, as I was saying, Lorelei was shy and Lorelei never dated. She was pretty stubborn and most guys just wanted to get into her pants. So she really just kept to herself and mostly would focus on reading and her work, you know. Lorelei, one day, something came over her. Lorelei felt the need of a man. Lorelei was too shy to ever talk to a guy in person and she stayed home so much. So she started browsing online. She decided she would look into the mean seeking women on the website. Her mom told her about it. She used to look for jobs and do some sales or purchases. Lorelei isn't so good with computers much, and she doesn't understand guys or sex much. After browsing and feeling so bold, so impulsive, Lorelei came across an ad of a man looking for a submissive woman. Lorelei nervously messaged and asked him if being submissive means the guy acts selfish. The mystery man explained no. Lorelei was confused and didn't know the meanings of things, but he explained things and assured her of things. Lorelei and the mystery man conversed daily and got to know each other. She was feeling he knew what he was doing, experienced, and he seemed very non-selfish. Lorelei has only dated a few guys which were immature and non-experienced. He was very handsome in his photo. Lorelei was very excited to meet him. They ended up conversing more and one day decided to meet. Lorelei ended up getting dressed up and decided to meet him in a public place. When she met him, he stood up and they greeted. Lorelei was very shy and she decided to be bold and just give him a big hug like she wanted to. The mystery man and Lorelei began to converse during the car ride and found to have a lot in common, especially horniness. Inside, they conversed over a bottle of some fine Pinot Grigio. Lorelei was a cheese lover and bought over some brie cheese, Kerrygold Dublin or cheddar, and some fine Cabot wild cheddar cheese with grapes. Also some almond nut thins and rice crackers to put the cheese on. With the conversation getting to know each other flowing nicely and some good Alias songs playing, keeping atmosphere and mood amazing, Lorelei was feeling good after that fine Pinot Grigio. Damn motherfucking fine. And hell of damn good after a little bit of hit suffragette. Lorelei was getting giggly and silly and started feeling those urges she was feeling. She hadn't had sex in a whole year and she was now ready. She was very damn ready. And on this point, I would like to remind you that this is a production of the amazing Indian Sex Stories. AudioSexStories.net and IndianSexTalk.com. So, both liked to take things slow and the teasing was driving her crazy. Her pussy was so wet once he started slowly kissing her and his tongue sliding in and out, tongues twisting around like tornadoes. He had to tell Lorelei to slow down. She loved wine and had a bit too much. The next thing, he grabbed her hand and led her to the bedroom and took off her bra and was feeling and sucking her big titties. He was hard with an 8-inch sausage, the biggest she ever seen, and the biggest she was going to fuck. Her first PF was only 4.5 inches and sex was awful. Sucking his cock was like sucking a Vienna sausage or a fucking lumpia egg roll. And the sex was mediocre, but she was only 17 at that time. And she was in her 20s now and ready to take in this older, experienced gentleman. Soon both of them passionately undressed each other and both were naked. She was shy and she let him take control and the lead. He got on the bed with her started to suck and caress her big titties. He was horny and hard, and his big cock looked delicious, suckable and large. This would be her first large cock she ever sucked and fucked. She started by kissing in his big sausage and then licking up and go and down his sausage shaft. She made sure to get it full of hit in his slobbery bed. She bopped up and down on his cock, sucking, licking, and he laid there and looked into her eyes. He smiled and soon was beginning to come. "I'm gonna come a lot this time, baby." He came into her mouth and she could taste it set off. She loved to hear him moan when he was coming. It made Lorelei feel like she did a good job and was very happy that he was pleased. But by now, Lorelei was going to explode and she needed to come too. She was majorly horny. He started to suck her big tits again and then kissed her tummy down to her thigh and kisses it. He looks up at her and she can't contain feeling shy because he's so close to her privates and she has always been so modest. But she had an itch inside. And it had been so long, she needed this badly. He then dives in with his tongue. It feels so good on her that she moans loud and hard. He starts to lick and suck her pussy. He does slow licks all around and makes her moan a lot. He then sticks his tongue inside of her, which makes her feel so amazing. She never felt so good. Her body was going crazy from pleasure. They both loved doing oral sex, long on each other, and 69, which they also did. He made her orgasm for the first time. It made her moan so hard that she screamed. She couldn't control it, just came out. She never felt so good before doing sexual things. She realized how much better an older man was for her. He was so experienced and she wanted to learn from him. Next thing you know, he got her up onto him to ride his big 8-inch cock. She was very scared because it had been so long for her. So long for her, and she never had one that size or thought she could fit that in. He did so good getting her weight that his cock slid in like butter. She rode him titties bouncing until both came and were out of breath. You wore me out, he said. He blew out the candle and put his arm around her. He asked her if she enjoyed the sex. She replied, it was the best ever. It was the best, best, best sex ever. She fell asleep soundly. In the morning, they both had awesome morning sex. They then ended up going to get breakfast and meeting again. Lorelei learned so much from this mystery man and wanted to meet him again. She wanted to experience more of that buttery ride, you see. She always loved learning and wanted to learn more. As this was a passionate man like she was. She was very happy. He starts slowly breaking her out of her shell. And more and more and more. Who knows? Maybe things will get much more kinkier. On audiosexstories.net and indiansextalk.com, you will get to know more such stories later. More to come. More to come, my friends. Till then, enjoy your sex life, listen to my stories, put a thumbs up on the stories if you like them, and have a great time ahead. This one was from the shy, shy Lorelei.